Burns and Gambo, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station on this Friday afternoon. NFL free agency starts next week. It's going to get crazy. Signings, lots of player movements, lots of Cardinals who might become ex-Cardinals, lots of Cardinals who could be back with the Arizona Cardinals. And joining us right now, we always enjoy our conversations with Darren Urban from azcardinals.com. He joins us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. How you doing, Darren?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Very well. Let's start the conversation. And I know you've covered this team for many, many, many years. Are you genuinely surprised at this point we have not reached a resolution on the Larry Fitzgerald question yet at this point? Were you expecting to by now when it comes to Fitz in his future?
For a long time, I was. Once Steve Keim said, whatever it was, 10 days ago, that he didn't necessarily have to have an answer by the beginning of free agency, that made me wonder that if we were going to have an answer before then. To be honest, I'm not real sure how easy it is in terms of both planning and money to go ahead and figure out what you want to do with Fitz. And if you don't know at this point, I'm not sure where that takes you going beyond that. You know what I mean? It just seems very odd at this point, and I don't know what that it means either. I don't know if it means it's more likely that he comes back or less likely.
Yeah, I think they all know. Like, I think Fitz knows, and I think Bidwell knows, and I think Keim knows. I think by now, on March 12th, 2.5 months the season ended, I think they all know. I don't know what they're waiting for, but they are waiting for something. I still think it's either he comes back and plays or he retires and takes a TV job. And we've discussed the possibility of, and when free agency opens, could even entice an offer from somebody else. I have that 1% chance, but what's your thoughts? You've been around him a lot, even more than I have. I mean, do you think there's any chance he would even consider going somewhere else if they wanted to talk to him?
I don't. I really don't. Yeah. I mean, to me, the window for him to have done that was many years ago, early in the Arians time when they had to redo his contract. And, Arians asking to do things at that point that Fitz really didn't want to have to do. If he was going to leave, then that was it. I feel like he kind of crossed the Rubicon in terms of making the commitment to being a lifelong Cardinal. I think being with one team his whole career means a lot to him. I know there are fans that bring this up and, hey, maybe he'll go to Tampa, which that makes no sense to me because where does he fit in there? But I think ultimately this is about Fitz either playing with the Cardinals or retiring.
Let's talk cap space. J.J. Watt's coming in only $4.9 million. They'll be making some cuts to free up money. When you look at the amount of teams in this league that don't have cap space, I mean, it does look from the outside looking in, it looks like the Cardinals are in a pretty good position to add some players here.
Well, to me, what you're looking at now is there's definitely teams that have a lot of cap space that could woo some guys, but generally those teams they're not going to go crazy and overpay a bunch of guys just to get them in there when they don't feel like they're worth the money either. And you don't want to go crazy in a market where you don't have to pay a lot. I agree with you, Gambo. I think they have a chance to get some guys in here. Now, there's going to be a lot of one-year deals this year, and the Cardinals are going to have a lot of them. They have a lot of free agents this year. They're going to have another ton of them next year because I think a lot of the guys they're going to sign are only going to be on one-year deals. And so it's about this year. It's about making this push this year. And then they'll worry about next year and hopefully the cap going up significantly then and kind of going from there.
Darren Urban, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. We saw Travis Etienne, what that interview with FoxSports.com last weekend, saying his dream scenario would be to come to the Cardinals. We saw Dez Bryant in a TMZ video says that the Cardinals would be dope, that DeAndre Hopkins is dope and Kyler's dope and Cliff is dope and the Cardinals would be great. It is beyond those two. Do you get the sense that the Cardinals have become a desirable destination when it comes to players talking about where they might want to go? Or is that just a coincidence that we've had these two guys kind of on record saying this in the last week or so?
I think it's still generally a coincidence. Would I be surprised if some guys wouldn't mind coming here? No, but I mean, in these, and I know you said beyond these guys, but I mean, there's very specific reasons here. I mean, I don't even know what market Dez Bryant has. And quite frankly, with all due respect to Dez Bryant, he makes no sense on this team. If you're going to have an older receiver that doesn't have a ton of speed at this point, really have worked to get Larry Fitzgerald back. I mean, I don't. Dez Bryant doesn't give you anything to pair with DeAndre Hopkins that I think helps this offense, in my opinion. And Travis Etienne, I think part of the reason he loves the idea of coming here is he can see what the situation is, which is Kenyon Drake is a potential free agent who's leaving, and all they have is Chase Edmonds. And he probably feels like at this point he could beat out Chase Edmonds. I don't know if he can, but I'm sure he feels that way. And I think that's just a situation where, hey, they've got a good quarterback. I like their offense, and they have a gaping hole at running back. I don't know if it's because it's this grand, sexy destination necessarily. Yeah. So I think ultimately the guys are still going to look at places and say, where do I fit? It's like the Hassan Reddick has said, you know, he's got to go someplace where he fits. You want to get paid, but if you go someplace and you fail miserably, they're going to cut you after 1 year anyways, and then where are you?
If I'm hearing you right, though, from your answer a couple of questions ago, or maybe the question before last, I can't recall, do you expect the Cardinals, generally speaking, to be fairly or even very aggressive when it comes to how they're pursuing free agents, especially under the one-year contracts, in the idea that this is a very important year for them to kind of take that leap? Do you expect them to be one of the more aggressive teams in free agency starting on Wednesday?
It always makes me leery when we get to free agency and we start throwing around the word aggressive, because fans' definition of aggressive in free agency and a team's definition of aggressive, to me, are different things. Do I think the Cardinals are going to be aggressive to fill some holes they think they can, that they want to, with one-year contracts? Absolutely. Do I think they're going to try and find guys that can come in and potentially start in a couple places? Yes. Now, are they going to go out and go get necessarily the best, for instance, center on the market, or are they going to go get the best cornerback on the market? I don't think that's going to happen, because it's going to be too expensive. They're going to get guys that they think that can fill some holes. They're going to look like, to me, they're going to look like the Devondre Campbell signings, which I'm sure there wasn't a whole lot of ticker tape parades going on, but at the time last year, they needed a guy like Devondre Campbell. It's going to look like that. I mean, I think J.J. Watt's your sexy signing. And I think for here, it's building up some of these holes, like, for instance, at cornerback, where they're desperately in need of numbers.
Let's talk about Patrick Peterson. Let's end with that. I think there's a chance he could come back if the price is right, and he doesn't, you know, and he doesn't get an offer out there for $12, $13, $14 million per year. If he'd be willing to come back on a relatively, you know, a 10-year deal, maybe they go up to 10.5 or 11, but. You know, there's just not a, it's not a great cornerback free agency market. And although Patrick Peterson hasn't been good in the last 2 years, I mean, you could make the argument that he's better than a lot of the guys that are on there on that market.
I agree with you, Gambo. I think there's a chance. I think he would like to stay, but he's going to want a certain amount of money no matter what it is. And I don't know where they are with that. And I don't know who else they might target. I mean, the cornerback market is starting to get flooded with guys that have been released, and you have a chance at potentially drafting some. So do I think there's a chance he comes back? Yes. But I think there's a, and I don't know what it is, but I think there's a very specific number in mind the Cardinals might have to be willing to bring him back. And we'll see if that would be enough to convince Patrick Peterson to stick around.
Good stuff as always. Darren, we appreciate your time, especially late on a Friday afternoon. Enjoy your weekend. I'm sure we'll catch up to you real soon. Okay.
Appreciate it, guys.